Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets lose, Yankees win. It's the chorus of the last couple of weeks. Jacob DeGrom starts. He has a 45-pitch first inning and doesn't give up a run, which is like a miracle. I don't really know why he had to leave the game at that point because, I mean, if you went into this thing with a 45-pitch count.
Yeah, but it's an overabundance of caution is really what it is, because they skipped the start and all that other stuff.
I know, but it's ridiculous. But that played into the whole decision with the relievers and leaving Seawald in. Like, what if you're telling me that his pitch count was 45 going into that game or 50?
Then
why even start?
Just that he threw 45 pitches, you know, in a very short amount of time, and it was just too much. So, look, they got to save him for the rest of the year when we're 12 games out and we need a win.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. It was like, oh, it's a long season. I was like, not really, if you guys keep playing like this. And here's a stat that's very telling. The Mets lead the majors in reliever at-bats. So if that doesn't tell you something,
a good stat.
No, it is not. For a couple of reasons.
At least even Matt pitched okay the other night.
Right, sure.
I will say that.
You've got that. All right, Jerry Recco is here. He's got an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Parks Casino and Racing, the number one casino in Pennsylvania. Exit 6 off the New Jersey Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We'll start with the good, and that would be the Yankees, who are now 28-12.
It swung on and hit in the air to deep right center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone into the Yankees bullpen. Giancarlo Nocipo Stoppalo. It is a Stantonian home run in the Yankee bullpen in right center. And the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
He rips.
John Sterling, the call on
the essence of man.
Well, that would be Giancarlo Stanton yesterday. He was 4-for-4 on the day. The home run, he drove in 3 runs. All good for a 6-2 Yankee win as the Yanks take the series. Aaron Boone knows Stanton carried him on the day.
Look, he was the difference today.
And this is all expected from Stanton.
Without predicting anything, I know one thing I'll predict in the end, it'll be massive production.
From the big guy, as you can
massive
certainly expect.
Production.
Here is that massive production man, Stanton, on Yes. He says, you know what, tonight was just my turn.
It's not one single person each night. It's going to be someone else. And all of us contribute.
Aaron Judge had a couple of hits, including an RBI single. Aaron Hicks drove in 2 runs. Luis Severino, 6 innings, 7 strikeouts for the win. He's 6-1, 2.14 ERA, despite the fact he didn't love the way he threw the ball. Here was Brett Gardner as the team waited out the rain and got the win.
You got to stay ready. I thought we did a good job of that. I thought Sevy threw the ball pretty well today, and obviously I thought Big G had a great day at the plate, came up with some big hits, and it's a good day for us.
Big G.
Yeah, I like that.
The Big G spot.
Is there a little G?
I don't know.
That's not me.
You tell me.
Gardy?
Could he be little G?
Little G.
Yeah.
Right?
Big G and little G.
Yeah, little G could be Domingo Germán as well, even though it's a silent G. But yeah, I've been called
the Big G, the little G, and the silent G.
Yeah. I've been called
the
Big G.
The G spot.
I've been called Big G a lot.
Well, you should be called Big G. You showed up Saturday with a posse.
Yeah, I did.
I never say anything like it, Al.
I did.
We show up at Tate's Bake Shop, have a nice little time there, and a lot of nice people showed up. And
yes,
then I realized that my man over here, Big G, had his posse with him.
The G spot.
Well, I came by myself and brought the family, and they're on CBS Sports Network,
the wife and
daughter.
Yes.
And then I told some friends to come down, and then friends asked friends, and it was really nice that they showed up.
And you had a posse.
The posse was there, yes, after a while.
I could not believe that you had your own like group of guys hanging around you. Like you had muscle, like just in case somebody said something wrong to you, they were going to take care of business.
It did appear that way, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I told those guys, I said, listen, you know. And some of them were my brother's friends who now I've gotten to know. Not my brother.
Now they're all
my friend's
now
brother.
That you're
I don't
a big
have a
star
brother.
And everything. They're all going to cling on to you.
My friend's
they expect,
brother's
they
friends.
They expect free food at Painter's on a Friday night. You're going to show up and you're going to be the man.
I was like, listen, guys, I'm getting to know you a little bit.
you hang around me next time, we got to step up the attire.
Call me G-Spot.
Right? You know, no basketball jerseys and, you know,
yeah,
stuff like
that. Yeah,
they
showed up, you know, high tops, untied with basketball hoop jerseys on and everything. I'm like, hey, man, what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah, leave your pocket knives in the car, will you?
This is like G-Spot in the posse. I like it.
The G-Spot.
There was a guy, just quickly, who showed up at this event at Tate's Bake Shop with a tailgate pickup that had a goalpost in the back of it, a mailbox on it, and all sorts of stuff.
Huge Jet fan.
Right, huge Jet fan. So then, at the very end of this, the guy comes up, you know, finally the line has dissipated, you know, Boomer has signed 50 million autographs, and the guy comes up, he goes, hey, Boomer, do you mind climbing in the bed of my tailgate pickup truck to take a picture?
Did you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I did not.
He goes, really? Guys? He's like, you want me to get naked too?
But I think he's freaking terrific. It was not something I was going to do. Plus, it was raining and everything.
I know.
It was Yankees funny. In Washington
tomorrow night.
Speaking
of couches,
by
the way, I do have a problem. And now you may want to go take a picture of this on my couch.
What's the matter?
Oh, there's schmutz.
I got schmutz on the couch.
From who?
And I'm not sure. So Chernoff swears it's makeup. So I asked Allie this morning, is this makeup on my couch, Allie?
She doesn't do makeup on the couch.
She goes,
though.
No, that's not my makeup.
Spank buildup in the corner.
Right, exactly. Do you think that's Jackie's makeup? No, that's not Jackie's makeup. I said, what is that? She goes, I'm not really sure what that is. I think it's a Chernoff booger. Is what I think it is.
gross.
You got to go take a picture of it.
It be obvious for me to find it when I go
back?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And it's very disappointing because it's a brand new couch.
So all winter we took care of that couch. Right. We had sheets on the couch, and now someone decides to flick something on the couch.
I think it's your boy Chernoff because he spends the most time on the couch. It's almost like the couch is a place for him to get whatever's on his chest off his chest.
Yeah, it really takes the class out of the whole office, that staying on that couch.
It does. Get snot-faced?
Really, like you walk in there, doesn't have the same feel of importance.
I don't know what Chernoff is doing. I think that's either him, or Carlin.
Carlin ever in your office?
Well, he came in, you know, a couple times, sit down, you know, wants to talk things out and stuff.
Got
like
it.
That. You know how everybody's got issues around here, you know. So for some reason, that seems to be like the psychiatrist couch.
Right, of course. Yep.
Boomer, kiss my ass. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, good for Maggie. Right, Maggie?
Oh, yes, that's right, on Friday.
What did she do?
Well, they replayed our thing that we did for Moment of the Day when we were joking around just to go through it. So Carlin asked me to promote an interview.
Right,
I promoted
the
interview.
One, right.
He didn't like the way I did it, so we made fun of him, said next time we're going to play all the sound effects when we promote your interview.
Right.
So Maggie replayed that and then played some clips after that from Family Guy to sort of make fun of us. In a way.
That's right. She finally got it.
Right.
So she took control, man. That's what I'm talking about. I liked it. I was actually laughing when I heard it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, absolutely. I had someone send it to me because I wasn't around the radio at that time.
Yes.
So
it was good. She did a great job, and that's what she should be doing.
Right, of course.
Making fun of us.
Right, and Carlin was out golfing in Vegas or something.
Look at him.
He wasn't even around.
That's going to get old quick.
It already is old.
Yes. Probably true. Phillies, Mets yesterday. They did not play Saturday at the Great
Win. Are
you sick? No.
What is this?
I feel great. I feel like
what's the
awesome.
Noise?
What's that? It's my voice. What are you talking about?
Is your nose
congestion,
all stuffed
yeah.
up or what?
No, I'm good. I feel wonderful.
No, your nose has to be stuffed
up. My nose is like not that. Stuffed. I'm Jerry Recco.
I have allergies.
What is that?
Allergies.
Oh, all right, then just say allergies.
I hope.
Okay.
If not, you'll be sick on Wednesday. Tell you?
No. Oh,
Phillies Mets yesterday. So Friday night, you get the great win, the Conforto home run, the Mesoraco home run in the ninth inning. They don't play Saturday, and then they played yesterday, and really neither offense was doing anything. You get a Cespedes home run. It's 1-0, and then you've got Nick Williams pinch hitting.
2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to deep right field. Forget it. This ball is launched off the signage of the second deck. The second pinch-hit home run of the year for Nick Williams, a three-run homer.
Jeez.
And the Phillies take a 3-1 lead.
Howie Rose on
WFAN. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Tack on another, wind up beating the Mets 4-2. Williams, the pinch-hit home run. Carlos Santana homers in the eighth off of Jerry's Familia. Here's some of the post-game sound. Mickey Callaway defending the notion of keeping Sewald in, not bringing in Jerry Blevins to face a lefty. As he makes note, lefty's 9-41 against Sewald.
If Paul Sewald hadn't been as good as he's been all year, that might have swayed the decision a little bit.
In terms of not going to Blevins, he said, quite frankly, we needed more from Sewald.
You know, sometimes guys got to get outs. You know, when your starter gets knocked out in the first, you know, some guys have to go, you know, multiple innings, and we needed him
to
do
not
that.
Knocked out, taken out,
exactly.
In fairness.
I was just about to say that. You took him out after 45 pitches because you're scared. I mean, that's what it had to do with. And I understand the overly cautious thing, but like, let's say he gets through the next couple innings with 8 pitches apiece. Then all of a sudden, he's still in a decent spot. I mean, I don't know why you just take him out. If he felt, and DeGrom said he felt great, to take him out.
He didn't look right, though. He was all over the place. He was. I mean, that's not him.
But he still got out of it. And if he came back in the second inning and the first guy gets on, all right, fine, enough. But I mean, but then you're talking about gets knocked out in the first inning. You made that decision.
You're right. The fact of the matter is they've got a hit. You know, I mean,
I know, and that's the first thing I said this morning. That's the first thing I said.
Men on base is what you got to do. They had 11 hits yesterday, so it was just a problem. You know, you hit into 2 double plays with your new catcher. Those are rally killers. The first one was a line drive.
I mean, he hit the ball right on the screws. The second one, he just waved at the ball and pushed it to the right side. But you're right. These are the two clips that would bother me most from Callaway, and I don't think he's wrong. I think he's being very honest, but talking about how the team needs more power.
I don't think our team's built for, putting together hit after hit after hit and, you know, going first to third and things like that.
You know what, though? When they were 11-1, they were not reliant on the home run. Right. They were moving runners along. They were getting clutch hits. They're not now, and they're losing. And here was the second part of that.
You know, it is what it is. I think that when the home runs start to come, that's when you're going to see the team we are.
Great. So they're going winning streaks and losing streaks, and they'll be admired as a 500 team all year.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, Frazier and Bruce not in the lineup isn't a good thing for them either.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. Here was Blevins. He looked a little bit mad not facing Williams in the spot.
I'm always disappointed if I don't get into the game. You know, it's my job. I want to participate. That's pretty much it.
And here was DeGrom being taken out after one inning. He said that was kind of weird.
I was kind of surprised, honestly. I definitely would have liked to go back out there. You know, the reasoning I understand, but who wants to pitch one inning as a starter?
Here was Callaway and the decision to pull him.
That's pretty tough. That's a lot to ask, especially what he was coming off of.
With the 45-pitch inning, as you know. Mets home for the Blue Jays tomorrow night, a quick 2-game series. Again, Nationals now 6 games over 500. They swept away the Diamondbacks 6-4. Mark Reynolds hit 2 home runs. Braves won again. They're 9 games over 500, beat the Marlins 4-3. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 5-3. And the Orioles, who have been a miserable team, have won a couple of games here. They were winning 17-0 yesterday. Wound up beating the Rays 17-1. Also of note, the Brewers beat the Rockies 7-3 in Colorado. Freddie Peralta makes his major league debut for Milwaukee. 5 2/3 innings, he struck out 13.
He flew in his family.
Yes.
His family thought that they were going to see like a AAA game, and it turned out that he was called up by the the Brewers.
And they were all crying.
And they're all crying and everything, and he went out and had an unbelievable game. Struck out 13. The first, I think the only other guy or the last guy to do that in his first start was who?
You tell us. You did the CBS Sports Minute.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this has got to be a Sports Minute. I could smell a Sports Minute.
Matt Harvey.
Oh, how about that?
Who, by the way, him and the Reds are undefeated.
Boomer Esiason.
As they swept the Dodgers.
Did you finish with Matt Harvey right before I'm Boomer Esiason?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you did. I could just hear it in my head now. And the last guy to do that, Matt Harvey. Scoot-doot-doot, scoot-doot-doot-doot. Right? I'm Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, there you go.
Tigers beat the Mariners 5-4. Bring it up because Robinson Cano was hit by a pitch, suffered a fractured hand. I did not realize this about him. He's gone 11 straight years with 150 games played or more, which is really impressive. He's going to miss at least a month. Basketball, playoffs, Celtics, Cavs, all Boston in game one.
Rozier, bounce pass for Horford in the corner. Jaylen Brown, 3 in the air.
Kyle Korver. Woo! Slap me, somebody, and wake me up or pitch me.
Sean Granny, Cedric Maxwell, Jaylen Brown, the 3, part of his 23 points. Celtics easy over the Cavs, 108-83. They led 36-18 after the first. They had a 61-35 lead at the half. Never looked back. Marcus Morris, 21-10. LeBron, 15 points, 5 of 16 shooting, 0 for 5 from 3, 7 turnovers. Here he was, just moving on.
We have another opportunity to be better as a ball club. Coming in Tuesday night, and and we'll see what happens.
For a game two, game one, Western Finals tonight. Rockets take on the Warriors. Here's Chris Paul. A lot of people praising Golden State. He says he doesn't see it, read it, hear it, nothing.
I don't watch none of this TV. I don't read none of these stories. You know what I mean? So it ain't that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying?
He's just going to go out and play basketball. Exactly right. NHL playoffs. You had the Eastern Conference Finals, Capitals and Lightning.
Here is Oshie, leaving Strollman in his way. Capitals pick it up with a fallen Lightning in front. They score! A pass on the right side, and Lars Eller going top left corner.
That's John Walton on Capitals radio. They score a couple of times late in the second period.
You know, was on the ice for that one, right? Ryan Callahan,
the Rangers,
McDonough, and Anton Strollman.
How about that? Just put
the. By the way, you know, the way that game started yesterday, there were a couple of really bad turnovers by former Ranger defenseman and also Dan Girardi getting left in his skate tracks, if you will, as a Washington Capital. I think it was Kunetsov went right around him. It's amazing that Tampa Bay cannot score 5-on-5. They were gifted two penalties last night, and they are getting wiped out by the Capitals now, right now.
You know the Lightning fans can't stand me because I went after their radio broadcast and said they only had 7 fans.
Yes.
So do I now, if they lose this series, do I go back at them and troll them again?
No, of course not.
I think you've made your point.
I know. I think I have to. I think I have a little salt on the
wound. Well, why? Why do you even worry about
this? Oh, they came at. I don't worry about it. I'm clearly not worried about it.
Yeah, well, you deserve to be coming
on your mind.
I mean, I'm just bringing it up because we're talking about it. But I
would just say this. You were over the top in your criticism.
I think it was totally
fair. And then on top of that, you said, all 7 of their fans.
They're not a big-time sports franchise.
Yeah, and down in Tampa, they are. They are popular. They sell out all the time, and they love their hockey, much like they do in Nashville.
Right. And if it's Tampa and Winnipeg in the Stanley Cup final, it'll be the lowest-rated championship
sporting
series
in pro sports in the history of the world.
Good for them.
With John Tortorella, by the way. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Right, of course. Well, right. Yeah. All right, so I won't do it for you since you love the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's not that I love the team. I don't like either one of these teams because they beat my team, but I'm just saying, I mean, you know, they do sell out down there. They do have a vibrant fan base. They are a very well-funded franchise, and they do well. So what's wrong with that?
Okay.
The G spot.
Winnipeg, Vegas tonight.
Let me and your posse go down there and go.
Oh, no, I will. I'm not afraid. We'll go right down to Ybor City and take on anybody.
Call me G-Spot.
Yeah.
Webb Simpson won the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. How about him? Was he 18 under par? He finished
7-7 going into yesterday's round, 7 up.
You know, and never really gave up much of the lead. No. You know, played very relaxed. And sadly, former Seahawks head coach Chuck Knox passed away. He was 86 years old.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.